Welcome, passengers. This is the pre-boarding announcement for the podcast From the Runway Up. Today's flight will introduce you to the world of aviation in East Tennessee. So fasten your safety belts and return your tray tables to their upright position. And in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the new edition of From the Runway Up. I'm Becky.
And I'm Caitlin.
And we're here today to talk to you about the Aviation Academy that occurs here at McGee Tyson Airport.
Yeah, I think we have teased it in a few episodes in the past, but we actually just got done with the Academy, and we might be biased, but I think it was a success.
It went really well this time around, and it is a program we started in 2012 as part of the airport's 75th anniversary as a way for us to connect to the community, because after 9/11, there aren't as many opportunities for airports to work with the community and get close up with aircraft and to look at operations behind the scenes at an airport. So this program was started to help rectify that problem and to provide us with an opportunity to bring in not only people who impact us on a fiscal level or through elected official status, but also to bring in people who are aviation enthusiasts and people from the community who want to learn more about the airport. So this program has been something we've done since then. And we have how many alumni now?
We have about 225.
So about 225 people have come through our program. And each year it gets bigger and it gets better. It is an open application program, which means that people from around the community can apply for the position. We do recommend people apply multiple years because it's really tough to get in the very first year since we only have generally 35 people in each of our classes. So within only at 35 people and you have nearly 200 people apply each time, not everybody can get in. So we do encourage everyone to continue to apply to the class because we think it's worthwhile.
Yes, it definitely is.
Yes. And so the program itself, again, is an open application, meaning the community could apply, which means that anybody in the community could be a part of that. So if you're really interested in aviation, this is a program for you. And it is one of the unique things about our airport across the country. Very few airports have aviation academies like this or have Citizens Academy. This is modeled after a Citizens Academy. Where people can get involved. If they do, it's primarily they're a part of the city that they work in, and it's for people to be orientated that work at the city, or they've newly appointed to city council. But there are very few, if any, that allow the public to apply for this type of program. So it makes it really unique.
Yeah, and because of that, we've actually had other airports from around the United States kind of call us and ask how we implemented the academy, and they've even come to some of the classes to kind of audit our class. So
we have spurred off little academies across the country.
Yes.
It's not a whole lot, but we're getting there because it does take a lot of resources for the airport. Mm-hmm. It does take a lot of time for the planning and involvement, and we couldn't do it without the help of our tenants and their support. So if you're a tenant and you participate in the Aviation Academy, we can't thank you enough for being a part of it. So today's podcast is really going to be about two interviews that we have with this past class. We had two people who were a part of it agree to come on and be interviewed about their experience.
Yep, so our first interview, we have Mr. Burt Robinson. He actually works at TVA. He's the Director of District, State, and Local Government Relations. So Becky and I can go on and on about how great our program is, but we thought we would include some interviews of people that actually just graduated from the class. So take a listen to what Burt had to say. Okay, so Burt, thank you so much for agreeing to be interviewed today for our podcast. We really appreciate it.
I'm glad to do it. Thank you.
So first question, just so we kind of get some bearings, how did you first hear about the Aviation Academy and why did you want to apply for it?
You know, I had participated in Leadership Knoxville in 2017, and one of our programs through that Leadership Knoxville program was to come over to the air base. And Becky Huckabee had attended that program and had, I believe, given a plug for the Aviation Academy that night. And I've always loved anything having to do with aviation, so I was very interested in the Aviation Academy, and that led me to apply.
Because you have taken some pilot lessons before, am I remembering correctly?
That's correct. Yeah, I'm currently working on my private pilot certificate, and I've been going at that for about a year, and I'm almost done. And
awesome.
This really seemed like a great opportunity, to learn more about not only McGee Tyson, but downtown Island as well. And it was a great experience.
Okay, so you kind of answered my next question here. How was your experience with the Aviation Academy? Was it what you were expecting?
It was everything I expected and more. It was great all the way around. Really enjoyed the programs that we had. Got to learn a lot of different things. Most importantly, got to meet all the great people that run the airport.
Okay, and so you're answering all of my questions, which is good. But so what was your favorite part of the Aviation Academy?
Again, I think it would be getting to go behind the scenes and learn how the airport serves as such a vital part of our community. I really enjoyed also visiting the new Cirrus aircraft facility. They are top-notch, world-class aircraft, and to have them select Knoxville for their delivery center and their vision center was just outstanding, and it was great to be able to visit that facility.
Yeah, and you know, that's what I think is really cool about the Aviation Academy too, is as the years go on, the class evolves, and you know, the first few classes didn't get to experience the Cirrus Vision Center because it didn't exist, and now as we get more and more tenants and more opportunities, the Academy is always changing with the curriculum, so I think that's another really cool aspect of the Academy.
I would agree completely, and I hate it for the folks that came before our class that they didn't get to visit Cirrus. It's a fantastic facility, and I know that future classes will enjoy that as well.
Definitely. So would you recommend that others go through the program?
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. It is fantastic. It gives you such a better appreciation for our airport. I think a lot of us, you know, we tend to go for traveling. For example, I go to D.C. a lot, and I go through the airport like everybody else, go get on the plane, fly out, come back, and you don't really appreciate all that goes into making an airport function until you get this peek behind the scenes and get to learn so much more about it through the Aviation Academy. I really enjoy it.
Great. And so we've told our listeners a little bit about it, but you know, you got to see general aviation, which you're familiar with, commercial aviation, and had you ever, and you also got to go and tour the military side of things with Leadership Knoxville. What was the one aspect that you were really thankful and you really appreciated going behind the scenes that you didn't really know existed until the Academy?
Well, I guess it was probably just diving right into what I would call the guts of the airport. You know, that first night when we went behind the scenes and learned how, you know, airport lighting works and how you get the baggage to where it needs to go. And it really, as a traveler, it really was quite an education to understand what all goes on to make that airport function. And again, the vital service that it provides to the Knoxville area.
Yeah, and you all got to see all that goes into it, and there's so much more. We wish you could show it all, but you even just mentioned the behind the scenes, you know, where the luggage goes and stuff like that. We, I think, at the airport, we kind of just take advantage of being able to walk by that every day, but for the common traveler, it's really cool to kind of see that hidden side of air travel.
It really is. It really is. And again, the fantastic people that you all have that work for the Airport Authority really just made us feel right at home, and were great about answering all of our questions, you know, about what kind of light bulbs you use out on the ramps and different things. It was really quite interesting and entertaining.
Yeah, and that's another thing I like too about the Academy is we get our employees the opportunity to really showcase all that they know, and they love what they do, and so they love to talk about it, and it's just amazing. You know, you just keep mentioning the light bulbs. Sam did a wonderful job just going into detail about all that goes on with just airfield lighting and how important it is. And it's just stuff that you don't think of every day when you think of airports.
That's right. And had such a great, towards the end of our experience, had such a great time talking with the folks that are involved in maintenance and maintaining all the systems at the airport and making sure that no foreign object debris is out there on the runway.
Hey,
to
good
help
job.
Protect the aircraft. See, I remember this stuff. And all the folks that fix all the cracks and holes in the concrete or in the runways or taxiways. It was, again, such a fantastic group of folks that work at the airport, and we were very thrilled and delighted to be able to meet some of them.
Well, and I'll just go on record and say that we did not pay Bert to say any of this beforehand.
That's right.
Okay, and my final question is, how do you think the Aviation Academy strengthened your relationship or TVA's relationship with the Airport Authority?
Well, I tell you, for me, it's made me an airport ambassador. And I think that I can be out in the community, and when I hear folks talking about the airport or that have questions, you know, if I've learned something out of my experience, I'll be able to share that with folks out in the community, let them know that we've got such a fantastic airport for our city and all of the things it does. And for TVA, quite frankly, you know, airports are crucial to economic development activities. And, of course, mm-hmm. economic development is a team sport. It takes a lot of people and a lot of different institutions, and certainly airports are very key in economic development, and that's one of the things that TVA focuses on as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you want to add, or did we cover it?
I think we covered it, but I would just encourage everyone that's interested in aviation to apply to be a part of the Aviation Academy, and I think they will find great benefit by going through the process.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Bert. I really appreciate it. And our listeners appreciate all of your expertise as well.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
And you did so good on your first podcast.
Thanks a lot.
That was really interesting. I appreciate what Bert was talking about, how the airport is an economic driver in, mm-hmm. in community relations. And we also do work very closely with TVA on a lot of economic development opportunities in our community to attract new businesses and people to our community. So that was really interesting. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to move on to an interview with Patrice Collins, who is one of our favorite people.
She is.
But she is also one of the people who we can count on to volunteer and be out here. She was one of the best recruiters for our air show back in 2016. So she spent a lot of time out here from a volunteer standpoint. And she also works as the Economic Development Assistant and Military Affairs Liaison for the Knoxville Chamber. So she works with us in a different capacity in economic development, but she's also just an aviation enthusiast. She's got some family that has been a part of the airport. So she's got a big background in aviation. But it was really interesting to hear from her how much she learned going through the program, even though she thought, I knew a lot. I have mm-hmm. pilots in my family, and I work with you all the time. But here's something I'm learning that's different.
Yeah, so let's listen in to see what Patrice had to say about our academy. Okay, so thank you again so much, Patrice, for talking to us today. Just to kind of get our interview started, how did you hear about the Aviation Academy, and why did you want to participate?
Well, I heard about it from one of my coworkers, Lindsay Hamill, who participated in the program about 4 years ago, and she absolutely loved it. It's a Wednesday evening class, and she was excited to go and work for another 3 hours. So it was something that I thought, wow, that's really cool. I wonder how she got into that, but it just never crossed my mind again, just because of my own crazy work schedule. So all of a sudden this year, I didn't actually even apply because I didn't know you could. I thought you guys kind of chose certain community people, however you made that decision, but mm-hmm. I didn't actually realize you could apply. Then all of a sudden I got an email from Miss Caitlin saying I was nominated to take part in the class, and that nomination is still remains, the person who nominated me is still anonymous. So I don't know who did that, but I'm very grateful to them that they did, because it was absolutely wonderful. It really was, and I was so excited to get that call that I was included, because so few people are able to attend. So I greatly appreciated that as well. I've always had an aviation background in my family. My dad was an Army air pilot in World War II, and then a corporate pilot and a flight instructor, and I have two brothers that are pilots with the airline. So I've kind of been around aviation my entire life.
Yeah.
So I was very excited to be included.
Well, and so how was your experience with the Aviation Academy? Was it worth your time, and did you actually learn anything?
Well, my experience at the Academy was absolutely awesome. I have nothing but great things to say about the program. Did I learn anything? Absolutely. I had no idea what went on behind the scenes at MKAA or TYS. It was just amazing to me. The staff at the Airport Authority are second to none. You guys worked so hard to ensure the program ran perfectly, and you were so welcoming and positive each and every session, and that means a lot. I mean, you could tell your spirit and your love for your jobs really radiated, I think. Every time we walked in the door, it's like you were excited to be there, and it wasn't just, oh gosh, I got to sit here for another 3 hours. So I think your enthusiasm about the program really helped us to come in and be as enthusiastic as you guys are.
I'm so glad. That makes me feel good to hear that kind of thing, because you'll find that a lot of people that work at our airport really love to be mm-hmm. here. It gets in your blood, and they just don't go anywhere. They stay here for a very long time and want to share their knowledge with the people who come through. And that's one of the things about the Academy, is that our employees really love to volunteer and be a part of presenting, because they get very few opportunities to share what they do here. Based on your experience with the Academy, do you think that that what you do every day and what the airport provides, those are going to end up merging somehow? Something that you learned at the Academy is going to be something that's beneficial to you and what you do every day?
I truly do. Number one, because of my job at the Knoxville Chamber. I mean, we interact quite a bit with Jim Evans in marketing for various reasons. But to now know the ins and outs and the importance of PYS, I think is going to be second to none when we're talking to prospective companies that are coming to Knoxville. Yes, there's not as many direct flights, but I think knowing the ins and outs of our airport and knowing how well it's run and the great leadership of that airport, just like what happened with Cirrus Aircraft when we were trying to get them to come to Knoxville on TYS, MKAA played a huge role in helping me recruit Cirrus. So I think personally, me knowing as well everything that's going on will also assist in trying to get prospective companies to come to Knoxville.
Definitely. And so, what was your favorite part of the Academy? If you had to pick a favorite, or a favorite night maybe, what would you say?
To be honest, I think the very first night, learning about all the different operations, being downstairs where the coolers were, the heaters were, and the gentleman that's over the maintenance of that hole was incredible. I mean, you just didn't realize. You don't think about how do you cool the airport? How do you heat the airport? Mm-hmm. So I really think that very first night, all five nights were tremendous, but that first night was the one that kind of awestruck me. That, as well as the tour of the new runway that's being built. The magnitude of that was astounding. I had no idea what was going into trying to get us another runway.
Yeah, not everybody gets to ride on a bus down a runway, so that's always fun.
Exactly, it was really cool. We're just glad no airplanes came at us.
Yeah, yeah. Even PR people don't get to do that unless we have a class, so we try to make as many excuses as possible to take people out there.
Yeah.
Well, it was really neat. I really enjoyed it.
Well, and you mentioned Ken. Ken has actually been on our podcast two or three times, so our listeners are very familiar with Ken and all of his all the jobs that he does here at the airport.
Yeah, he does a lot, and he was really interesting to listen to. He did a great job.
So one of our last questions, would you recommend mm-hmm. others to go through our program?
Oh, absolutely I would. And they would be very lucky to be able to be chosen to get into that program. I would tell them thoroughly that all five nights are tremendous, that you look forward to each session. You don't sit there and go, oh, here I go again. I got another Wednesday night. I have to work. I think I said that earlier, but I would also let them know that they're going to be amazed at the overall operation and everything you guys are responsible for. And I would tell them that they would love you guys and the program you put together, because you make it so much fun and everything moves so smoothly. I mean, it was absolutely perfect.
Good. And is there anything that you thought was missing out of the Academy that you would have liked to see that we can maybe add in the future?
To be honest, I don't think so. I mean, I would probably have to really sit down and think about that a little bit more, but I think, I mean, you covered almost every single area that I could think of based on your videos and everything that I watched. So I think you guys gave a remarkable background in all the different operation areas at MKAA.
Awesome, good. Well, is there anything else that you want to add about the Academy that you want to share with our listeners?
Well, I think that they should apply as soon as possible and keep applying if they don't get into the first class, because they will be amazed and be very honored to be part of that class.
Yeah, and that's what we try to tell people too, is apply, and then if you don't get in your first year, just keep applying, because like you had mentioned, this year we had about 145 applications and only 35 people accepted to the class. So we wish that we could take all 145, but just for our resources and things like that, we have to have a smaller class. But we really want to reiterate the fact that if you don't get in the first year, apply again and again and again, and hopefully you will get to participate.
Yes, and like I said, I will certainly encourage anybody I know that's talked about it or heard about it to definitely apply, because you guys were great. It was just a phenomenal program, and I can't say enough good things about it.
Well, and we appreciate you and for the rest of the class taking the time out of your busy schedules to come and share your stories and your relationships with us within the community to help make us a better airport provider to our area too, because it's a reciprocal program. We learn sometimes just as much from you all who are in the class by the questions you ask and the involvements that you have as we do hopefully instill in you. So thank you so much for being a part of our academy.
Oh, you are welcome. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it very much.
And thank you so much for being a guest on our podcast for this month. We really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much.
Podcast listeners, please take your seats and prepare for landing.
I just love Patrice. She is one of our biggest fans here at the airport, and she truly is. Like her and Bert both said, they are airport ambassadors, and that's what we try to do. We try to just spread the word about the airport, and then we hope that people will be our cheerleaders out in the community, and Patrice definitely is. So thank you all for listening in to both of their interviews. And if you're interested in more about the Aviation Academy, what our participants learned and what they saw, we actually posted some updates, I guess the day after the Academy, we would post some stuff on Facebook. So you can check that out. And then once you look on our Facebook page, and if all the fun facts and if the photos are something that you're interested in and it intrigues you, we definitely suggest that you apply for our next Aviation Academy in 2019, and we will start taking those applications at the beginning of the year, probably in January or February.
So be looking for that. We'd love to have you out at the airport. Mm-hmm. If you can pass the background check, because this is a safe program,
yes.
Even though it's behind the scenes, we do have a requirement for background checks. And then once the people go through this program, we actually have a program for alumni. Mm-hmm. So our
25
people are always invited to do special continued learning opportunities. For example, we have a lunch and learn set up for this month in May for those people who've gone through our classes down at Downtown Island Airport, because mm-hmm. we have just put in some new tea hangers. We have a new manager down there. So they're going down to meet our new manager and learn more about the new developments and what's in store for the coming months for Downtown Island Airport. Which leads me to the introduction to next month's podcast. You are going to have the experience of learning more about our General Aviation Airport, Downtown Island Airport, or DKX.
Yes. Well, and thank you all so much for listening, and we hope that you will tune in to learn more about DKX next month.